Thanks, Nathan. On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. Shakespeare is busting out all over the Charm City theater scene. This weekend, Center Stage continues its run of As You Like It, and the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company is featuring its troupe of young theater artists in a show called Unseen, which is a pastiche of scenes from various Shakespeare plays. Now, it's not at all unusual for there to be more than one production of a Shakespeare play in Baltimore at the same time. What's remarkable about both of these offerings is that both casts are entirely female. Girl Power Shakespeare has been a hit in New York, Toronto, and elsewhere, and as it is taking its place here in Baltimore, we turn to Seamus Miller, who has conceived and directed the Chesapeake Shakespeare Show, and Carson Elizabeth Gregory, one of the women in the cast, for a look into how this particular piece came about. Good morning. Good to see you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? So, Seamus, this is a group called Blood and Courage. That's the name of the troupe. Tell us what that, why this troupe has been formed.
So Blood and Courage is a subsection of Chesapeake Shakespeare that the artistic director, Ian Gallinar, created. And it's an opportunity, I think, for the next generation of professional theater artists to have complete artistic control of a Shakespeare production.
So everybody in the troupe is under the age of 30.
Yeah, everyone, the director, creator, designers, and the entire cast is all under 30.
Mm-hmm. And you have put this show together under what premise? What's the concept behind this show?
So essentially, it's Shakespeare's deleted scenes. There are all these scenes from Shakespeare's major plays that are almost never included in performance, either because they're comic and it doesn't seem to fit the action of the tragedy, or they're just too bizarre, or people think that Shakespeare didn't write them. And so they're unseen. They're never included.
And we should say that scene in this sense is spelled S-C-E-N-E.
That's correct.
All right, got it. Very clever, very clever. And Carson, this is an opportunity for young theater artists to get a chance to be on the main stage of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, but it's particularly important for women actors. By the way, is it actors or actresses? Are you an actor or an actress or both?
Oh, goodness, I'm both. Okay. I can do whatever, you know, man, woman, especially if Seamus has got us doing in the show. So, yeah.
But it is particularly acute problem for young women actors to get roles. I mean, we hear about the problems in Hollywood that women of all ages have, but that's not
yeah, absolutely.
Here.
Yeah, it's hard for women to get some really good meaty roles. There's a lot of tiny roles, supporting roles, the best friend role. But what Seamus has done with this production is what we've really found is that women can do a lot of roles that we wouldn't be able to have the opportunity to perform anywhere else. So it's been great to kind of get out there and bring our creative side out as well.
Mm-hmm. And Seamus, to be a young actor as you are, I mean, you're making your way in the Baltimore, Washington theater scene. You're doing film work. You're doing plays. You're doing working with small companies, big companies. There's this entrepreneurial dimension to acting now. It used to be, you know, I'm a musician 30 years ago, 40 years ago when I started my career, you had a headshot, you sent it to an agent in New York, and then you tried to go to work. People aren't doing that anymore. They're doing what you're doing here, which is, you know, starting your own thing.
Well, I think the way that we encounter art has changed so much recently with the advent of YouTube and Netflix and things like that. But as a young actor, I think that you either get the work with an established company or you make your own work. And in this case, it's sort of a marriage of the two, that Chesapeake has created this space for young artists to take what they've learned from working with more established companies and apply that experience to something that's more avant-garde.
Does the company, does Chesapeake Shakespeare use this opportunity to sort of try out or audition, if you will, some of the younger artists that are going to be involved in this Blood and Courage group?
Absolutely. I think that it's a great opportunity for the cast to be seen by Chesapeake in roles that they wouldn't necessarily normally play. Carson here, for instance, is playing Hamlet, and you might not get to see Carson play Hamlet in any other production, but I think it showcases her really well.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, if you get to, you know, show your chops in a role like Hamlet, then the Ian Gallinar and the folks who are casting at Chesapeake or other theaters around town can say, well, you know, she can do that. She can do A, B, C, and D as well.
Yeah, a variety of roles. I think it's been really important for us to mount this production to say, hey, you know, there are not traditionally a lot of opportunities for women, especially in Shakespeare, but this is an opportunity to look at it from a whole other perspective. And it's been a lot of fun overall just to explore and get to work on, and it's been an amazing opportunity.
Mm-hmm. As Seamus knows, my daughter, Miranda Rose Hall, is also a playwright. She just did a production that she had five female characters, the entire troupe of folks doing it, with the exception of just two people, a dramaturg and a sound design person, were women. What's the dynamic been in this production when it's basically, it's an all-female cast, and Seamus, I guess, is the only guy hanging around the, loitering around the rehearsal. What's that dynamic been like?
I you know, honestly, I haven't noticed a huge difference. Artists, I find, in general, tend to be a very welcoming and a little, I guess, gender blind is the best way to say it. But it's been just a normal process. It's been very professional, very enjoyable. We've had Seamus and our wonderful stage manager, Javon, have been our male influences in the production. But it's just been a wonderful professional experience.
That's good to hear. I'm really glad to hear that. And Seamus, of course, part of the impetus for this behind the thinking of the folks at Chesapeake Shakespeare is to make Shakespeare attractive to younger audiences, that ever elusive younger audience that people are. So they've got young actors on the stage looking for the younger audience. Is Shakespeare a tough sell for 20-somethings?
I don't know. I don't think it should be. I think that Shakespeare is political and irreverent, and in performance, it has this enormous potential to be really enjoyable and exciting. I think it's not taught well all of the time, in that high school students will be asked to just read a play and then memorize a section and perform it, and you're asking them to do our job, and our job is pretty hard. So it's not surprising that students at first might find Shakespeare to be daunting or opaque. But in performance, it's really exciting. And I think the more people who see this kind of work, the more people who are going to make Shakespeare part of their daily lives.
And you yourself have been involved. You played Romeo in a production, or is that about to happen?
I'm about to play Romeo in Chesapeake's production of Romeo and Juliet.
And that will be done for a lot of school-age
children. Yeah, Baltimore area schools for several months.
All right. Well, break a leg to you both. Thanks for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm going tonight, so I'm looking forward to it. The actor Carson Elizabeth Gregory and the actor and director Seamus Miller. Unseen opens tonight at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company in downtown Baltimore. It's the second production of the new company of theater artists who are under the age of 30 who call themselves Blood and Courage. You can catch Unseen tonight and tomorrow night, as well as next Friday and Saturday night shows, start at 9 o'clock. Details on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. The other all-female Shakespeare show that's currently going on is at Center Stage's production of As You Like It. It'll be at Center Stage until Valentine's Day, coming up Monday morning on Maryland Morning. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick will talk about it in her weekly theater review. On Monday, we'll also speak with Dr. Heber Brown and the Black Food Security Network, and Dr. Skip Saunders, who has just stepped down as the director of the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture. And we'll have a conversation about sibling relationships once we're all grown up. So don't drive like my brother and join us on Monday morning for Maryland Morning. Maryland Morning is a production of your public radio in Balmer, Maryland. Nathan Sterner directs and engineers and runs here in the middle of the night and never misses a day just because it's snowing. It's pretty impressive. Rob Sivek, Jonna McCone, and Kathleen Cahill produce the broadcast. Scott Seiss helps us out, as well as do our interns Lauren Ferguson and Brooke Savage. You can find Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville or online at zekescoffee.com. You may ask, why would I want to do that? Well, so you can thank them for providing coffee to our guests here on Maryland Morning. Thanks also to Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts, who wrote our theme music. I'm Tom Hall, and on behalf of the whole gang here at Maryland Morning, thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We look forward to having you hang with us again on Monday. Garrison Keillor is up next. Have a great weekend. So tell me what-